Hey, did you hear who was seen in the Upper Peninsula in the last week or so, I guess?
Yeah.
No, who was this famous person?
Saw this story?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
What was he doing, one of his Uncharteds?
He ate at a couple of restaurants, but there was no clue of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Could be vacationing.
Maybe scouting.
Yeah. Could be. There was no TV crews or anything like that mm-hmm. going on.
Maybe he's going to do
just
something.
Just on vacation.
Maybe he wants to learn how to make pasties.
Hey, there you go.
Go right to the source.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a story I saw. It references a Michigan woman having a normal afternoon lunch when she realized, oh my gosh, that's Gordon Ramsay across me. She says she let him enjoy his lunch, didn't directly talk to him, but she snapped a quick photo and, of course, uploaded it to Facebook.
Of course.
Where it gained over 500 shares. and also then he, he was at, it's the Houghton-based restaurant. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sumoi? S-U-O-M-I? Very popular.
Sumi.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I believe it's Sumi.
It's very popular, it says, and most liked breakfast spot among the locals. And then also he was spotted at Jamson's Fish Market and Bakery. Hmm. That's located in Copper Harbor. Boy, Houghton and Copper Harbor, he was way up north, wasn't he?
Yeah. Sounds like a vacation to me.
Or if he stopped at the Jam Pot.
That doesn't say.
In Copper Harbor. Sumi has a college in Hancock, I believe.
Oh, really?
Across,
okay.
Across the canal from Houghton.
Well, according to sources, Ramsay had said that the area is truly beautiful. It's really good coffee that he enjoyed. And as he spent time on the dock of one of the restaurants, he said, this is wonderful. So maybe he was just vacationing.
Maybe. Why not?
Maybe there's some future Gordon Ramsay episodes or something coming. Who knows?
Well, thank you for vacationing in Michigan.
Yeah.
Right.
Come back again.
Did he wear a mask?
Yeah. Not when he was eating. It's 8:45 on WSW. So last night I had to visit the Secretary of State office by appointment.
Ooh.
I had to take care of... Well, my license isn't up until October, but I had the chance because if you have a license situation through October 31st, you can make appointments where the Secretary of State offices are open late.
Right.
So yes. I did that knowing that I had to get my license taken care of. So, and I took the final appointment of the evening, which I thought would work well, and it did. There was a few people in line in front of me, but nobody behind me. In fact, when they checked me in at the front door, they locked it and realized you're the last one. Nobody else is getting in now.
No.
But I discovered something, which I did not know. And did you hear that there's a bill pending in the Michigan Senate to bring back Michigan legacy license plates, including the blue license plate with the letter.
Oh,
awesome.
And the black plate.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. That's what it
says. The old plates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue, and the nice thing for law enforcement is those numerals then pop right off that plate. They're much easier to see and read.
Yeah, as much as we love some of the personalized support you can do for different organizations, colleges, things like that, or the what do they call the Pure Michigan plates? I guess I don't know. The Mackinac Bridge.
Right.
Those are nice, but
those are nice. I like those.
Senator Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak sponsored the bill. She says that any Michigander who grew up here in the 80s and 90s remembers the simple, iconic designs and knows bringing back the blue plate is a no-brainer. But they said they're also going to offer the black plate as well. If you're interested, there will be an additional $100 fee.
Huh?
Why?
But it will go to Michigan Transportation's fund. So I'm wondering if it's because maybe they have to manufacture the plate. They're not going to be made in bulk. I think they'll make them to order. I don't know.
A reasonable amount of them at one time.
No, they could.
Yeah, they have to have them on hand.
There are a couple of other...
vanity plates don't cost that much.
No, I've got one. No, not nearly as much as for that. I don't refer to it as... I have no vanity. It's just a personal plate.
Just a plate you like.
That's all it is.
Right, just happened to be there at the time.
Yeah. And, now, you know, as much as I love... I thought both plates were fine. A license plate's a license plate. I did like the blue one.
Yeah, I like that because to me it's synonymous with the lakes, with the Great Lakes.
Yeah, I like that.
I did too. Yeah, I'm with Dave on that.
Well, for me, because it matched my old blue Mustang.
Oh, I see.
It was pretty much the same color. I wish they'd bring back, I'd go for this. You remember the old bicentennial plates from 1976?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
I love that flag design.
That was a nice plate.
I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. I'd cough up the $100 for that. State of Michigan, are you listening? I mean, you're off of the blue and the black.
Well, we're coming up on 250 years
of
the country.
the sesquicentennial.
Maybe that'd be a time to roll one out.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. I don't know if they're available right now because, again, this is it's a pending bill, so I guess it has to be. Really, this has to be authorized? Can't they just do it?
No, I guess not.
I mean, well, I suppose maybe there's some legislative rulings of what is acceptable for the proper plates.
I don't care for the black and white. I mean, that just to me doesn't have any character to it.
I like it because it was plain. You know, plain
yeah,
is
it was
simple.
Plain. That's yeah, it's plain. Simple. Plain as can be.
Although going back to what you said about law enforcement, I bet you they liked it too.
Sure.
Easily yeah. Visible like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, I like the pure Michigan plate.
You like those? Okay.
Yeah, I like
which
that.
One do you have? Do you have a?
I got the bridge.
You got the bridge? Okay.
Yeah, I've got the bridge.
You got the bridge too?
Okay. I do. But I do miss those royal blue plates. I really do. Those
that would be the only one that I would say, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
But not for $100.
Well, again, it's going to the transportation fund, so knowing that every time that you, you get in your car, you've done something. What do you, you know what plate you have, Dave?
I'm trying to remember. It's one of the more recent ones.
It's the black with the white.
No.
I've seen it. I've seen it, and it says Michigan on it. And that's the one.
Oh. Mine says hello in Spanish. The first three letters are O-L-A.
Hola.
Well, I'm pretty boring. I just have the plain white one. It says Michigan, as Art said, with a little blue wavy thing. That's all I got.
Little wavy thing.